Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, thank God. Hi, everybody. What's going on? It is a Thursday afternoon. It's gorgeous. We are ready to roll. Lots to do. College football back. House cleaning items to take care of. A riveting question to begin the program. It's what a day. What a time to be alive. I want to, A, thank the people who have supported it, and B, look, just let people in if you haven't. It's simple. Cash the Ticket's a kick-ass football betting pod. I listen to some of the other pods nationally. They blow. They're terrible. So guess what? They ain't got nothing on us. Cash the Ticket, radio.com, and iTunes. Go get it. It's free. I mean, we put a ton of work into it, tons of information. At a minimum, you'll be the smartest guy watching football this weekend with your friends. And at a maximum, maybe we help you win a little money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. But take a listen. It debuted today. It was dropped in your lunchbox if you're already subscribed. And if you haven't, give it a listen. Got a couple of Thursday night games that we have opinions on. We rolled through the whole weekend. And certainly, NFL football will be a part of it when it begins. That's one. Fantasy football. This is the busiest drafting week of the year. If you haven't drafted yet and you haven't checked out our fantasy football preview on Always Aggravated, you're insane. You're certifiable. Go get it. It's free. And I guarantee you'll be better for it. I mean, it's not cocky if you back it up. I'm telling you, you'll be better for it. And if that's not enough, we did a fantasy mailbag on this week's episode. So lots of freebies out there for you as we kick off college football. Radio.com, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get rolling today. I think it's a very interesting question. College football is here. I am beyond excited. And I know what you're going to say. Nobody cares about Texas State and Texas A&M. Wrong. Nobody cares about Utah and BYU. Wrong. I care about them all. I love college football. I mean, I love it. I am thrilled. Now, there was a story in the New York Post today talking about how women now more than ever are bribing men with sex in order to do their chores, which is a rather sad state of affairs if your marriage is at that point. The point I would make to you is this. I want to spin this a different way. Clearly, sex is this sword that women wield over men. And us being the big, dumb, dopey animals that we are, fall for it. My point is, look, I'm going to put you to a question. It's this or that. You can only have one of these. Option A is, the first 4 weeks of college football, you get all the sweet, sweet, sweet college football you want. You watch it anytime you want for as long as you want. You enjoy it. You dive right in to the first month of college football unencumbered. You don't end up in the doghouse. Your wife's not yelling at you. It doesn't put your marriage on the rocks. And you just get the sweet, sweet serenity of solitude in college football. But what you don't get, no sex. None. None. Not a fleeting touch.
Wow.
None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. There is no just the tip. No. All of it gone.
Oh.
All of it gone. It's like the scene in Christmas Story when Ralphie's reciting all the different turkey dishes that wouldn't be available because the Bumpus Hounds ate the turkey. No turkey pot pie. No fried turkey. No baked turkey. No turkey a la king. No, 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 no. There will be no turkey in your world for a month. That's right. Or You can go about your business. Have all the intimacy with your life partner that you desire. But what you don't get, that's right. You don't get a single read option. You don't get a single visual of football. The first month of college football. None of it. Not a highlight. Not a replay. No live action. No football parties. No high-volume IPAs while watching Michigan crush Middle Tennessee State. None of it. You don't know the scores. You don't know the games. You don't know the faces. None of it. You wake up 4 weeks from now out of a sexual-induced coma to try to figure out what the hell you missed. You only get one. And I will tell you, and I'm man enough to tell you and say it, and it's no disrespect to my amazing wife, but I would choose college football. I will go celibate for a month.
What a decision.
I will go celibate because the opening month of college football is like a birthday party that doesn't stop. It's like a no-limit party.
Well,
because a no-limit party don't stop. It's there's nothing like it. You're unwrapping presents, different presents, every day. On Labor Day night, you're dialed in to Notre Dame traveling to Louisville's what used to be Papa John Stadium for a meaningless game that may as well mean everything. So I put the question to you, Saul. You can have all the college football you want, but no, nah, nah. Or the normally scheduled intimacy program, but you don't get football. Okay, there's no fantasy here. You're not going to be able to have a fantasy celebrity crushes. We're talking about your life partner, your wife, the mother of your kids, your girlfriend, your fiance, etc. What's the call? Because I will tell you, I am a sick man. College football is the call for me.
Well, you're just so excited that football's back.
All I gotta say, man, football back. It's back.
Football back.
Right.
Football back.
Sound just like that.
All I gotta say is football back.
Right.
Football back. Football back.
Okay, all right. This is 248-539-9797. Am I sick for choosing the first month of college football? For sacrificing in this manner.
You got to break it down. And here's what you have to think about it as. Yes, we all want sex. We all want a ton of sex. I get it. But the average person, unless you're David the swordsman over here, right? The average person is not going to... You're not having sex every single day. You're just not. So if I look at it from a math perspective, and I say, college football, guess what? I can watch college football as much as I want without any bitching or anything. I can watch it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 5 days of the week. I'm going to take that. I'm not having sex five times a week, football or no football. I'm not. So I'm going to take football because what am I going to miss out on the whole month? I'm going to miss out on a number of sexual endeavors when in turn I could have 5 days every single week in front of my TV with my chicken wings, with my pizza, with my sports betting app, whatever, and just have fun.
Breasts.
I got to choose it because I can go a month without having sex and then just pick it right back up, right? I can't go a month without having college football starting up. Can't watch Michigan, can't watch MSU, can't watch any of the big teams. I mean, come on.
David, where are you at with this? I know you'll be absolutely arrogant and obnoxious.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I do it right.
Well, I do. But here's the thing, and Sully's right. You have to compartmentalize and think about it here. I do love college football. I love watching my team, Michigan. I love them. And I love that. But here's the thing. I love pro football over college football. So because I love pro football more, I have to take the sex. I have to continue laying it down because I love that over college football.
Thing sucks.
Come over here, honey, and get some of these big black rumors.
That's right.
Big and black.
That's right.
Your wife's gonna love my rumors.
Okay, totally unnecessary. All right, David being
I guess
more.
I could start a service if you all are giving it up, but.
Whoa. David is more of an NFL guy. I think today is the dawn of a. Look, college football's back. UCLA, Cincinnati tonight, Texas A&M, Texas State, which I happen to think is going to be a little interesting because of the point spread. Arizona State, Kent. I don't care if it's on. I'll turn it on. I am into this. So, BYU and Utah, the Holy War, Clemson and G-Tech. Yes. Like, I'm just excited it's back. But that article in the New York Post really got me thinking. Women wield sex like a sword. Well, let's go a different way. What if we took the power back? Here's our sword. It's college football.
What do you? I mean, you can't miss all that football. And when you think about it like this, I just Googled average married couple sex per week.
Oh, God.
It says, according to research, the average adult gets some action 54 times a year. That's just, I mean, that's once a week, 52 weeks in a year.
And actually, we've surveyed Roberto.
Yeah, he'd be under that. Okay, so on average, you're missing out on four sexual experiences a month. Four sex nights a month. You're missing out on.
Hey, it's Doug Carson. I want everyone listening right now to do me.
It's four. The average person. And guess what? You can get football five nights a week. I'd love to know what people think about this. That is definitely load management. 54 times a year.
Literally.
LeBron played 62, you know. 248-539-9797. Football is back. We are amped up for it, and we have put a question in front of you. Sex or football first month of the season? I'm sorry. Love my wife to death. I take a bullet for her. I gotta go football. I can't help it. I'm a sick man. I'm sick. Somebody help me. 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls next. 97.1. 97.1. Nice to have you. Football is back. We are asking a question based off a New York Post article. But I've said it. You get the first 4 weeks of football. No sex. Or you get the first 4 weeks of sex, but no football. I have to take college football. And it's with no disrespect. I would choose sex over any sport forever. Well, that's good for you. What Sully is saying, he barely gets laid.
I'm not saying that at all. Jeez, what do you think I am, Roberto? No, I'm what I'm saying is one
attacking,
the math.
It's another one attacking Sully. You don't have sex every day, not five times a week. Dude's sex life is weak.
I absolutely don't have sex five times a week. I have no problem admitting that on air.
Who does five times a week?
Yeah, I'm if you do, God bless you. I don't.
This might be the most vile ticket text we've ever read. Prepare yourself. Quote, if you saw the slob I'm married to, the choice is easy.
Was that
Dear Mercy.
Gonna make a joke, I'm just not though.
Football by far. All the sex adds up in that time amount to about 13 minutes. So yeah, give me football. That's from Ryan.
Another way looking at it from a numbers standpoint. It's basically four times a month. And I know, you know, the swordsman out there will text in and say more, but the average research shows that it's like once a week for a married couple.
So, but what counts is, can I still watch college football and then take care of business on my own?
No.
No?
No, this is an all or nothing proposition. I'm gonna make the ground rules.
You
have to pretend you are Muhammad Ali in training for a heavyweight fight. You don't want to get weak legs. Nothing. It's nope. All football. But you don't like football, so you're out. What do you care? You do whatever you want.
I like the other thing more than I like anything else.
Roughly 8, maybe 10, 12 inches.
See, you'd be pretty damn backed up after a month. I mean, that's... If you're not even allowing that...
But Mike,
start messing with your mental.
But Mike, it's college football or nothing.
I feel like that'd be like a health risk. How backed up you'd get messing with not only your mental, but your physical.
All right, but hold on. What if we added this to the mix? It's college football is back tonight, but what if it was all football? 1 month. David doesn't get his NFL.
See, if it's all football, I'm sorry, I have to take football. I just have to take that over sex. I cannot get rid of all football.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Every man has
I gotta say, man, football back.
Okay, this is terrible. Every man is a price.
I can't do that. That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Roberto looks just disturbed. Go ahead. I'm going to get to the people.
You know you'd be backed up.
No. Well, yeah, I would be. Yeah, of course. But I just can't.
Hey, but he might start doing better production.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another old Seinfeld reference. Remember when George stopped being with women? Mm. He got very book smart. He was reading books all the time. He became a genius.
He's quoting things. Let's go to the people. Go to Mo 97.1. What's up, Mo?
Sorry about that. Hold on.
Mo.
There we go. I'm doing some yard work. Okay, so you threw in a couple of variables over here, and this is not fair. Okay, initially I said yes. I said yes. Football, absolutely. I'll get football. No problem. I've been married for 12 years. I can go 2 months without sex. No problem. We're talking about college football and pro football, and then I can't even do other extracurricular things?
Correct. It's one or the other.
Okay, well then you know what? Go ahead and give me sex. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't just stop everything.
Okay, well, listen, Mo, we're trying to find out what your commitment to football is.
Okay, I'm not an imam over here, or I'm not a reverend. I can't just stop everything. Come on, Mo.
All right,
take it easy.
Hey, Mo, first of all, it's a hypothetical. No one's forcing you into this.
I thought you guys were forcing me. My bad.
No, listen, it's a question. I'm just telling you.
Do we have anyone out there that would honestly call in and take football? I mean, that guy said sex, too.
I mean, here's James on a cell. He says football, but go ahead, James. Make it happen.
So that first month of college football, we get it multiple times a week. I would give it up for a month for football.
See?
I'm not going to lie.
That's right. You would live a life of celibacy in order to enjoy every game the first month of the year uninterrupted, pure solitude.
Just for 1 month,
That's
I would
right.
give up.
That's right. But that also means, you can't take no trips to Pleasure Town now.
I'd get over it.
See? See, James, this is the key. What I'm offering the people is a pure fantasy that you can watch every game the first month of pro and NFL that you want to watch unencumbered. There is no honey-do list. There is no bickering. There is no issues. I am offering the average guy something that does not exist. So the price has to be, no pun intended, stiff. The price has got to be something where you've got to pay the piper. There is no sex of any type. None.
It's football or bust.
That's
literally
it.
You know, literally football or bust. That's
the
name of this segment, and it is a stiff price. But you're saying the fantasy of
it was getting bigger and blacker.
The fantasy of football. I think a lot of people out there, I don't get laid enough, whatever. A lot of people would say it's the fantasy of having as much sex as they want too. So I think it does go both ways.
But you don't get to turn into Dan Bilzerian. It is with your life partner.
Well, right. Yeah.
Don't pull this stuff where you're like, well, I'm going to have Scarlett Johansson one night, and then I'm going to go back over here, and I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to go over there, and blah, 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 blah. That's not it.
That'd be a totally different discussion.
That's not the question. Yeah. Women hold sex over men to get chores done. Article, scientific proof, New York Post. So now, is football the only thing more powerful than sex? As a man.
Ooh. It's got to be close.
Football starts today.
248-539-9797. And if someone is calling David right now and they're not aware that football starts in T-minus 2 hours and 43 minutes, or 33 minutes, then they're not a football fan.
But here's the total opposite of this answer we've been getting from people.
I
would choose sex. Hard choice, but the wife is ready to rip my head off if she goes more than 48 hours without getting laid. I DVR the games and save my marriage.
Right, but he's in a different spot.
Doing it for his wife, yeah.
Well, he's married to a psychotic. So it's just a different deal. I mean, look, I'm being, like, right now, I'm ready for here, 7:30 tonight. Give a little 10 minutes of UCF and Florida A&M. I mean, obviously, we're waiting for the Clemson game and Tulane, Texas A&M, and hell, Arizona State, Utah. I mean, look, it's a big night. I think the men out there, the first month of college, the first month of NFL, if I take that away from you, I don't believe they're opting for sex. I think football is the most powerful tool we have. Just like sex is the most powerful negotiation tool women have. But the only thing they don't control, they don't control the football. So.
They tried to.
Well, I don't know about all that. I married a unicorn.
Generally, I'm saying, come on, we've heard, like you're saying, Mike, where they're nagging the honey to-do list. A lot of guys go through that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I also have the ultimate leverage, which is like, this is what I do for a living. You like the house? Okay, you know, this. She knows the drill. Like, this is what I do. No, I'm not going to go out with Bob and Sally when it's Notre Dame, Michigan on a Saturday night. Not happening. Love you. Got the rest of the year to do that stuff. This is how the sausage is made. This is kind of like a 17-week bull run. 248-539-9797. I'll tell you right now, the men of Metro Detroit are lining up. And we've got another legend of the breeding shed, Ryan Woolley. We'll get his opinion during his update next. 97.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.